Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up? Welcome to your Tuesday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy to have you here. Thank you for joining the show. If it's a tired Tuesday, it's okay. You've come to the right place. Charlotte's tired. I'm tired. Jess, you tired?
No, I'm just here.
Just neutral?
Mm-hmm.
Not really awake, not really asleep?
I think I'm just like, body's feeling 6 a.m. on
okay.
a Tuesday. You
fair
know what
enough.
I mean?
That's fair enough. Did you see the story about the, we'll start with a really feel-good story. In LA, obviously, those fires are just insane.
I know, and a few popped up in San Diego, too.
Right. The whole, yeah. All of California's on fire right now. It's super scary. Here's a feel-good story out of there, though, is there was a couple that was, like, searching through their rubble of the house where they're living, and one thing that wasn't burned was the engagement ring that Brian, the guy, was going to propose to his girlfriend Stephanie with. They found it.
I saw that.
He proposed right on the spot. Listen to this.
I was thinking, you know, well, maybe the stone should survive and maybe we'll find a little stone. I was like, we're going to look over here where my desk is. I did not tell her why. We're digging around where my desk is, where you can see that desk frame. And then you pick it up and you pick up the thing and there's a little diamond. And I was on my knees and I was like, hey, will you marry me? And I'm in complete PPE, zipped up with the white hood and everything.
I'm crying.
She's crying. We're really hoping that Los Angeles can support Altadena in its rebuild efforts for the next couple of years and that we're able to return.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's a cute story,
I
right?
I love that.
Like, not a lot of good stuff coming out of California right now, but that's definitely a feel-good thing to start a show.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The Orioles have officially brought back a longtime fan favorite and former outfielder Adam Jones as he returns to the team as a special advisor to the general manager as well as a community ambassador. He will also be participating in several club-sponsored community service projects, including the club's Adopt a School partnership with Harlem Park Elementary Middle School, Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities, and the Challenger League.
Number two.
Krispy Kreme's new Hearts in Bloom collection is here just in time for Valentine's Day, featuring four new very adorable heart-shaped donuts. The sweet treats come in a custom flower bouquet box, perfect for gifting to someone special or your Galentine's celebrations. Available now through Valentine's Day, February 14th. You can grab them individually by the dozen or even in a six-pack at select stores. These are so cute.
Who is it a good gift for? I'm trying to figure out, like, who does that go to and who should not go to? Like, if you're in a relationship, I mean, let's be honest. If your partner just brings you a box of donuts, are you just going to be like, cool, thanks, you know?
I think this is perfect for relationship gifts. I think this is perfect for if you're celebrating Galentine's.
You think most women would be okay with receiving a box of donuts for Valentine's Day?
If Garage Boy gave me a box of donuts or cupcakes on Valentine's Day, I'd be the happiest girl in the world.
Number one.
Katy Perry has announced her first U.S. tour in 7 years, and she is bringing it to Baltimore. Perry promises that she will be performing tracks from her recent 143 album, as well as from her extensive back catalog of hits. Perry kicks off the Lifetimes tour on May 7th in Houston, Texas, and then she will be making a stop in Baltimore at CFG Bank Arena on Friday, August 15th. Pre-sale actually starts this morning at 10 a.m., and then general sale will be this Friday at 10 a.m. as well. And you can get all that info at katyperry.com.
Kind of curious how this tour is going to do.
What?
The last album was... I don't know if they broke 100,000 sales. I mean, it was so bad. Like, Katy Perry is someone that owned us in the 2000s and even like the 2010s, but recently, like, she just can't seem to get a hit. Like, her, Gwen Stefani, I would put her in the same camp of like these people that were like massive, but now can't quite get another big song. You know what I mean?
I also wonder if you are Katy Perry or Gwen Stefani, if you're not necessarily making music to have a hit, but more so because you love it and it's fun. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So, but when I saw this headline and I saw this announcement, I immediately looked if she was coming to CFG specifically because I feel like we've been getting the best concerts there.
Yeah, for sure.
I am so excited. So excited. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
Do you think that 40s is too old to have a baby? And before you answer that question, I mean, physiologically, maybe you could still have a baby. But like, in the reality of the world and of life, is 40 just is too old. Y'all, I don't know where this came from. Last night, had this crazy bout of baby fever. Haven't had that in years, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're new to the show, I'm 41, unrelationshiped, aka single, divorced, didn't have kids in my first marriage, didn't really know if we were going to have it or not. Then post-divorce, I go back and forth. Like last year, Jess, I was thinking about the old snip snip. Yeah, I said 40, like that's it. Like,
yeah.
I'm shutting down shop.
Yeah.
Just no point. Last night, I was on FaceTime with my niece and nephews. My sister had triplets. And for the very first time.
I feel like every parent is rolling their eyes right now as the uncle talks about the niece and nephews via FaceTime. They're
listen.
Like, I'm sure you did have baby fever via screen. But, I love that.
But listen, so the last couple of times, we've like FaceTime once a week.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've heard them like babble, like not really talking.
But they're becoming humans.
They're like really like trying to get it together at this point.
Yeah, they're growing, man.
And when Rollins, the girl, when she started babbling at me, it's almost like we were talking to each other.
Well, because you are, she's totally talking to you.
And I was like, my cold heart, like what is happening right now? Do I need one of these things in my life?
Yeah, it's like the Grinch, your heart is growing.
It was like, what is this feeling? Is this what love is?
I love that.
But then, so I hang up the phone, and I'm like, damn, maybe I need to have a baby. I'm 41.
Maybe I should move in with my sister.
I definitely don't want triplets, I can say that. Mm. But I was like, man, honestly though, at 41, I'm not even in a relationship. So let's talk 2 years out, 43. Like, can I really have a kid at 43? Is my time up? And again, before we start talking science, I just want to talk real life. Like, that puts me at, like, the high school graduation at age, like, 65. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'd be tired as hell at this point. I feel like if you have kids past 35, are you just... are you a zombie the rest of your life? Like, I say this in the nicest of ways, but do you like regret it because you just don't have the energy that you had when you were under 35? You know what I mean? Do you have friends that had kids older?
We're 10 years apart.
Yeah.
So you are my oldest friend.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think all my friends that have kids, they're around my age.
Right.
So I can't speak on that specifically of what you're asking in that age range.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to this, no matter what age you are, I think you are going to be exhausted. So I don't think that's the question you should be asking.
Is it worth it though in your 40s? Like, I don't even know if it's worth it.
I don't think that's the question if it's worth it. I think the question is, do you want it enough? And if the answer is yes, then you deserve that.
You really got to think about it hard when you're in your 40s. You know?
Like, do I really want
this? Like, do I, or was I just having a moment, you know? Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lexi from Essex. How are you?
Lexi, we're good. I mean, is it too late?
I don't think so. I'm 32 and I married an older guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, he has his kids and they're grown. And I don't think he wants to go down that road again. But I think about it and I think, you know, maybe he won't be up for it. But I'm a little bit younger than him. So you could marry somebody a little bit younger and they could do the harder work.
Yo, Jess, how you feel about that? Like, I could just be there. I could play. I could coo and caw them like I do with the triplets.
You can get around and, you know, you're not crippled. I don't see the problem.
You're not crippled.
There's always hope.
There is always hope. I think that's the point of the message that she's giving right now.
Lexi,
there's always hope.
That's the weirdest pep talk anyone's ever given me in the history of time.
But it's real. It's always hope.
As long as you're not crippled and you can get around, then maybe you can.
Yeah, maybe we don't air this. I don't know.
No, it's too late.
You're okay. You're okay.
You know, I think about it too. And yeah. I'm just like,
can we do it? Like, can we, you know? Danielle, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Is 40s, is it too late to have kids, you think?
I do not think it's too late. My husband and I, we had our son. I was 41.
Okay.
And my husband was 45 at the time.
You said 25?
45.
Oh, yes, 45.
Yes, he was 45.
Okay.
Because he's 4 years and some months older than me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm 54.
Yeah.
And I just dropped my son off to his middle school. He's 12 and he's in the 7th grade. And it's fine. It's nothing wrong with it at all. I don't feel like I'm this old lady.
Like you drop off your kids at school, and every other parent's 22, and they think possibly you're the grandparent at this point. You know what I mean? Does it not feel like that?
Not at all.
Okay,
Danielle.
Not even a little bit.
I want to ask you, like, what are some of the beautiful things that you're experiencing by making the decision to wait later on?
We get to do things with our son that we possibly couldn't do when we were younger, like travel more.
Yeah.
Even though we've always, definitely more money at this point and more information, more knowledge. And I'll tell you, like, I know we live in the information technology age, but my son is 12 and he does not go to school with a cell phone.
Well, he doesn't go. He does not go?
Oh, absolutely not. No, because I know some things that some other people don't know. You know what I mean? Kids are addicted. They are addicted. And I've worked for the school system, and I see the issues that the teachers have with the children being so rude and disrespectful just with putting their cell phones away.
Yeah.
Well, they don't even need the darn thing in the first place.
I'll tell you right now, Danielle, that my kid's definitely having an iPad, like at birth. The second they come out of that womb, they're getting screen time, because I don't know that I can handle a kid 24/7. You know what I mean? Thank you for calling us. Let's talk to a guy about this, see if it's any different from the male perspective. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, man. Wait, you had kids. You had kids later.
Yes. So I got married at 37, had my first daughter at 40.
Mm-hmm.
I had my second daughter at 42.
Yeah.
And just had my third daughter at 51.
Well, congratulations.
Brad, man, you're supposed to be on the golf course every day, my guy. We're supposed to be wrapping up, retirement and things like that. But you just popped another one out. Do you love it? Do you love it? Or do you look back and you're like, this is exhausting at this point?
I absolutely love it. I think about my 20s and 30s were my empty nesting. And I would never go back. Mm-hmm. Now that I have these three girls, I'm having the best decade of my life.
Look at that.
Brad, I love you.
Look at that, man.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, they're keeping me young.
Yeah. That's the best girl dad ever, I'm sure.
I think that literally is exactly what we need to hear this morning, Brad. Thank you for calling with that.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
A Maryland pup will play in the 2025 Puppy Bowl, while the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 59. Another kind of competition will take place at Animal Planet, and every year, Team Ruff and Team Fluff face off in the annual Puppy Bowl, which is one of the biggest dog adoption events in the United States. And this year, Maryland has representation on Team Ruff with Rocky. Rocky is an American Pit Bull Terrier who was born with limb differences and is representing the organization Pets with Disabilities. Puppy Bowl will take place at 2 p.m. on February 9th on Animal Planet.
Honestly, have you watched Puppy Bowl before?
Yeah.
Spent time with it? It's the most mesmerizing,
so cute
time. I'm not a big football person, so like I'll watch the Super Bowl, but I always go back and forth because Puppy Bowl, I'm telling you, this year you've never watched it before. At least switch over. It's mesmerizing is the only word that I can think of right now.
Number 2.
Starbucks is making some changes to in-store policies starting this week. So they are bringing back the condiment bar, which means customers can add their own sweetener and milks to drinks. And they are once again offering free refills on certain beverages for customers ordering in-store. So when you go, apparently, you will be asked if you want to enjoy your order for here or to go. Those who choose for here will receive their drink in a ceramic mug, glass, or personal cup. And then these customers will be eligible for free refills, but only on hot brewed or iced coffee or hot or iced tea. That does not include like your specialty drinks or if you're getting to go. Also remember their new coffee house code of conduct, which is also in effect, which bans discrimination and harassment, violence, abusive language, outside alcohol, and more, and clarifies that Starbucks spaces are for customer use only.
Jess loves coffee. Starbucks, girly for sure. Does that affect you at all? Do you care?
I think I'm just curious as to what these mugs look like. I've never received like coffee from an actual mug in Starbucks before. Yeah. So I think I'm just curious, like, what that means and if it's real or not.
Number one.
The war between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively continues. The two have been filing suits against each other, and Lively recently asked the courts to actually stop Baldoni's lawyer from releasing things to the public, which could sway a jury if things go to trial. Baldoni's lawyer, Brian Friedman, says that the public website he recently put out shares unedited text messages and videos to disprove Blake's sexual harassment claims. Baldoni has just released an old, roughly 7-minute long voice note that he allegedly sent to Blake Lively, where he apologized to her following a meeting where they went over Lively's script changes to "It Ends With Us." Take a listen.
I for sure fell short, and you worked really hard on that, and the way you framed it, and how that made you feel. I just want to say thank you for sharing that with me.
So that literally was just released yesterday, and since the internet has been up in arms about what they think about this entire situation, I don't know what's going on, because both of them, the situation seems so messy that I think we keep going back to the point of no one's going to know what really went down on that set before and after filming and everything until court, right? Sure. But when I saw that, initial reaction was, I thought that was so gross. Like, why are you releasing, like, what? First of all, when you send voice messages, they automatically delete. So, like, what are you doing saving these? And apparently he, like, sent that to her at, like, 2 a.m. And I don't know. Like, it hit me in, like, a gross way.
I mean, obviously he feels really either... Here's the thing. With a situation like this where someone's trying to prove themselves so hard, either one, they're really innocent and they just really feel like they've been screwed. Or number two, they're massive narcissists and just think they can make you believe that they're innocent if they just keep talking. So
at that point, but do you think this is going to be beneficial or it's going to hurt him in the long run of them literally creating a website of them releasing their own content, essentially? Like, it feels so unserious to me when it's done in that way.
In the court of public opinion, I think in either side talking is not helping the situation at this point. It's become such a wildfire. I hate to use that term, but I can't think of another term right now to describe the situation. It's just literally just exploded. So for them, I think both chill until we get to court. Let them figure it out, because it doesn't matter. Like, what I think, what Jess thinks, what you think, it's not going to change what's actually going to happen in this situation. Like, just...
like, what are you doing saving a 7-minute voice note that you sent to somebody? This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
I want you to try to answer these questions if you're just playing along in your car today, because... it's just a warm-up round. One day you're going to call in and play for this $1,000 in free gas. Caller 10 is our contestant today. Who is this?
Hey, good morning. This is Jake.
Jay, what up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We ready to play for $1,000 in free gas?
Yeah, man. I'm ready to do it.
Well, Jake's awake. No Tired Tuesday over here. My guy's ready to go. Okay, we're going to Jess. Jess is going to explain the rules, and we're going to play. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will come back to them only if there is time at the end. Jake, you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the name of the town where the Griffins live in Family Guy?
Pass.
Question number two. How do you abbreviate estimated time of arrival?
ETA.
Correct. Question number three. Spell opposite.
O-P-P-O. S-I-T-E.
Correct. Question number four. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Pass.
Question number five. How much is 9 dimes, 3 nickels, and 7 pennies worth? 9 dimes, 3 nickels, 7 pennies. Or you can pass.
Pass.
Question number six. Which U.S. national anthem was inspired by a battle in Baltimore?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Correct. Question number seven. How many teeth does an adult have?
How many what?
How many teeth does an adult have? Is 60 seconds right there, man. 60 seconds. Yo, we weren't doing too bad today, man.
That was pretty good.
32.
Yeah, 32.
Yeah, you're
right on that one.
You are, so that's good. Let's go back, though, and go through the rest of these.
Number one, what is the name of the town where the Griffins live on Family Guy?
It's tough,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Quahog. Quahog.
Quahog is the answer. Yeah. Question number four. You got two. You got three, which was awesome. Question number four. How many hearts does an octopus have? The answer is three.
Yeah, that's tough. It's all right, man.
And then question number five. Math is so annoying. How much is 9 dimes, 3 nickels, and 7 pennies worth? That answer is $1.12.
Yeah. Math quick.
I know.
Listen,
Claire wants to say hi. Say hi, Claire.
Wait, Claire.
Hi, Claire. Claire, how old are you?
9.
Were you helping Dad this morning with $1,000 Minute?
Yeah.
Aw, you did such a good job. You're the best helper ever.
Claire, tell us some good news. Tell us something good that's going on in your life right now. What's happening? What are you excited about?
Dance.
You good? Life is good?
Yeah.
Life is good. Hey, that's what we need to
hear. Thanks for playing and thanks for helping your dad.
You guys are the best. So, you know this works. Tomorrow, it's all good because tomorrow we come back. It's going to be 7 different trivia questions and we're going to play for that $1,000. Y'all, have a great day, okay?
We'll try again. Thanks.
Thanks, Jake, and have a good day, Claire. And make sure to head to Dashen and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate, a delicious combo of cocoa and cinnamon spice. Dashen.com for participating locations. Am I about to spend thousands of dollars for a TikTok phone?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Man, this TikTok has got a chokehold on us right now. Welcome to Tuesday and Nieces Know Best. If you hang out with the show every day, you may know what this is. If not, I'll explain it to you. Jess is a really big family person and her nieces are massive in her life. You want to introduce your nieces to us?
Yeah, so I'm super close to my family. All my family's in California, and I have weekly conversations with my 12-year-old niece, Abby, and my 10-year-old niece, Maya, about different things that are going on in my life. And the reason why I think it's really important to talk to kids is because I think they're the most honest human beings on the planet, actually. And right now, I didn't think I was going to have an issue not having TikTok, but now that it actually might be affecting my work, I kind of have myself in a bad situation. I need your guys' advice. So, as you know, there's been so much drama surrounding TikTok, if it was going to get banned or not. But what ended up happening was it got banned for 14 hours and then it came back. Now, I am one of the people who actually deleted the app off of my phone.
It's not on the App Store.
Right. So, because I deleted it, I cannot download it back onto my phone. I am going to have to share a TikTok for work. And right now, people are literally selling their phones with the TikTok app downloaded onto it for like thousands of dollars. Do you think that this is something that I actually should consider buying? Abby, what do you think?
I don't know when TikTok will come back on the App Store, but it has to happen eventually. And I think it will be soon. You just gotta wait it out. Please don't buy a TikTok phone.
So you think that's like a bad decision to buy a TikTok phone?
Yes.
Maya, what do you think about that?
Listen, I'm 10. I've lived a decade without TikTok. And it has been incredible so far.
Yeah, man. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Yo, 10 whole years
She's
without
like, I'm
TikTok
fine. I'm living. I'm breathing.
But some of y'all are fiending for TikTok. And like these phones, and in case you don't know, this is a true story. I mean, these
up
phones
to $10,000
people
on,
are paying
online.
$10,000. By the way, if you give me $5,000 right now, I'll sell you my phone with TikTok on it. You can have it. Yo, Joe, good morning.
What up?
Yo, tell us, I mean, do you think it's a good idea to spend this kind of money?
No, definitely not. Jess just got to stop being so impulsive and deleting apps right
Yo,
away.
Yo, for y'all that did that, explain that to me. The second it was unavailable,
Joseph,
it's like,
yeah, I don't know if it's idea. Impulsive or me just like moving forward. So after the app stopped working at 10:35 p.m., I literally, and I'm not happy to admit this, but I literally freaked out. And I was like, this is not okay. And so I deleted the app off my phone because I was like, if it's done, it's done. It's time to move forward. And I didn't want to keep going to open it because I caught myself wanting to open it even though it wasn't working.
Yeah.
So it was almost kind of like a cutting off cold turkey kind of deal.
Okay.
You just got to use the web browser TikTok version.
You just got to go back to MySpace, Jessica. At this point, we got to start from the beginning.
Yeah. What's his name? Tom.
Bring Tom back.
Where's Tom?
Bring Tom back for this.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Ravens flock is making headlines for starting a GoFundMe for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid following his dropped pass, as the Bills Mafia did for Mark Andrews. Last week, Ravens tight end Mark Andrews received a lot of heat online after dropping a pass that would have tied the game against the Bills. And Bills Mafia made a very nice gesture by donating to Andrews' charity that centers around juvenile diabetes to show support. Now, this last Sunday, Bills tight end Kincaid found himself in a very similar position when he also dropped a pass during their game against the Chiefs. And now Howard County High School teacher Will Heiser created a GoFundMe to return the favor, sharing, quote, "We want Ravens flock to donate to Summit Center for Autism, the charity Dalton works with, and try and return the favor Bills Mafia did for us and Mark Andrews. Let's raise what we can." And just over a day, the GoFundMe has raised almost $8,000.
That's incredible. I hope this trend keeps up. It's just so, like, it's like we play nasty on the field, right? We have that camaraderie and everything. And the second the games are over, everyone's been so kind.
Yeah.
Like, so incredibly kind. And I hope we can, like, just keep that energy going, because it's doing a lot of good, you know?
Number two.
Rumors have been circulating online about a possible new Wendy's Girl Scouts Thin Mints Frosty, and now it is official. Wendy's has confirmed the release of their new Thin Mints Frosty in partnership with Girl Scouts of the USA beginning Friday, February 21st at locations nationwide. Now, this combines the flavor of two iconic fan favorites, the Girl Scout Thin Mints and their beloved Frosty dessert. And everybody knows that Thin Mints are extra delicious when they're frozen. So make sure to head to Wendy's if that is your favorite Girl Scout cookie Friday, February 21st.
You know my feelings.
Dude, you're not even...
You know my
you're
feelings.
You're not... Dude, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but man.
I like that it helps the Girl Scouts. That's cool.
No, dude.
You know, in case you don't know, there's some things that I'm like just unnecessarily passionate about. My theory with the Frosty is nobody wants any other flavor other than chocolate. Nobody goes
to Wendy's. You're so wrong when it comes
Wendy's.
To this. Dude, Thin Mints are one of the most iconic Girl Scout cookies of all time.
It's okay.
And also, it's like you always put them in the freezer because they just taste so good.
But
and
a
the
Frosty?
Fact that they have made a Frosty of the flavor is going to be out of control. I also don't know if there's going to be like cookie bits in this Frosty. I haven't seen anything about that. But what's going to be fire is that because it's Girl Scout season, you go to Wendy's, you get your Frosty, and then you get your Thin Mints, and then you break them up and you put them in the Frosty.
I want you to order 21st. One. At least one a day if you're going to be this passionate about it.
I'll be there.
Number one.
Lady Gaga has finally revealed her next album. The pop icon is set to drop Mayhem next month, featuring 14 tracks. That will include her most recent release, Disease, and her chart-topping collab with Bruno Mars, Die With A Smile. A new single also apparently is supposed to debut during a commercial break at the Grammys this weekend. The Grammys is on February 2nd, this Sunday. Gaga's new album, Mayhem, drops on March 7th.
I think that's good.
I'm excited for her.
I'm wondering, though, and let's just discuss it. If you're a big Lady Gaga fan, you're not going to be able to be a part of this conversation because it won't make sense to you. But earlier in the show, we were talking about Katy Perry's coming out with a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And Katy Perry's last two albums have been flops, right? But Katy Perry's iconic. If you think about California Girls, you think about I Kissed a Girl, like huge back in the 2000s, 2010s. Is Lady Gaga heading that way too? Because it doesn't seem like Lady Gaga can get a hit like she used to be able to.
What are you talking about?
If Lady Gaga breathed, we would put it on the radio before. We'd put a beat behind it and we would
become number one. Disease is not doing great right now.
What do you mean? Disease is fire.
It's not. I'm just saying radio-wise, chart-wise, not doing great right now.
But that doesn't always matter. I think that's the thing, too. The way that people listen and ingest music is so differently nowadays that it doesn't need to be a number one on a radio chart for it to be successful and for an artist to be successful.
If you text us, do you think Lady Gaga's still a star? And I love Lady Gaga.
Yes, she is still a star.
Is she still a star, like, today?
Are you high? What are you talking about?
410.
Is Lady Gaga a star? No, I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dead serious. Like, does she still have that same star power that she had, 10, 20 years ago?
That was hilarious.
Text us, 410-583-1065.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Let's have some fun. Let's make a list this morning of things that should be laws. Like, they're not, but they absolutely should be laws. I'll tell you, our friends up in Connecticut are trying to get it together right now. There's an actual bill that's trying to pass right now that says that movie theaters should have to reveal the actual start time of the movie.
Oh, versus just knowing when, like, the
previews.
The previews start.
You know what I mean? You spend 20 minutes sitting in previews. You go in there, you get there, and this lawmaker is trying to say, I forget his name. His name is Martin Looney, up in Connecticut, is trying to say that it is abuse of people's time.
Shout out Martin Looney. He still goes to the theaters.
You know, he's mad.
I feel that. Yeah, no, my husband and I love going to the movies, and it's always a guessing game where it's like, okay, but how much time do we actually have before it starts?
Absolutely, 100%. And Connecticut may not be a thing anymore. That would be an actual really good law to pass. Not that important, but like that should be a law.
Preview start at this time.
Movie starts.
Film starts at this specific time. So if you want to get the previews, yes. But if you need a little extra time to get your popcorn, like stroll in.
100%. What are some other things that should be laws? Like, this should be a law. It doesn't have to be, obviously, we're not being super serious today. But things that would just make your life a little bit more convenient. I'll give you one.
Actually, the most unserious. Let's make that very clear.
If you walk in to a store and you see a price tag on the shelf, I want that price tag to include every single tax, fee, local fee, state tax.
You want the actual price you're paying.
The final price should be on that price tag. Because y'all know it's so annoying.
Right.
Like, you buy something for $4 and it's being like $5.12. And you're like, I didn't budget for $5.12. Why'd you tell me it's $3.99?
Adding on to that, if there are deals like 50% off, 30% off, whatever, just say again like what it actually is.
Tell us the price.
Yeah.
Bottom line, plus tax, everything else. Give me something that should be a law. Something that's not a law right now, but should be a law.
I want a law instated where things are built into vehicles where there's signs that can pop up from your car. Because, okay, I have a very specific scenario where this happened the other day. So we're driving and the person in front of us is going really slow, but then the person behind us is honking their horn because they think we're the ones who's doing it.
Yeah.
I want there to be a button in my vehicle and I press it and then a sign pops up from the back of my car that says, it's not me, it's the guy in front of me, chill out.
Kind of like one of those little scrolling bars, with the lights that light up. Like, so you'd be able,
there needs to be a law
where every car has a way to
communicate
with the car behind you.
So you know what's going on. Like, it's not me. Screw you. Get off my... You know what I mean? Like, stop riding my whatever.
Leslie and Arbutus, give us something that should be a law, but is not right now.
There should be a fine if you get in the 20 items or less line and you've got over, 25, 30 items. You should have to pay an extra fine when you go to check out.
I like that.
That is so wild. So, obviously, an alarm goes off and then you're charged extra.
Yeah.
If you have the amount of items that's over the 15 or 20 that's listed.
Exactly.
That's smart. Like a tax, like a 10% tax on every item plus, you can still use it. It's fine, but you're going to pay more because I'm just trying to get my 8 items to get out of here.
You know what? That's fair.
I don't hate that.
That's fair.
I don't hate that at all. That's a good one. Thank you for calling us.
This is Lauren on 3 in Sparrows Point.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I think that there should be a law that trucks cannot be in the left lane and there should be a designated lane for trucks through the tunnels.
Yes, the tunnels especially. But it is true. Like, you're trying to fly over, and by the way, I'll speak up for the truckers. My uncle was a truck driver for many years. It's a hard job. Y'all got a lot going on out there. We get it. But damn, if y'all going 55 and that's 65, 75, whatever, I'm like, damn, can you just get over? Because it's a little nerve-wracking over here.
I think that's fair, Lauren.
I think it's good. Yeah. Thank you, Lauren.
This is Morgan on one in Middle River.
Morgan.
Hi.
Give us something that should be a law, but it's not.
I feel like women should get paid to stay home when they have their period.
Yes. Hell yeah. Yes. Go on.
Yes. Like, we're crampy. We don't feel well. The last thing we want to do is be at work. So I feel like we should get paid to stay home.
I agree with you so much because it's like literally it's either you have a migraine, you're nauseous, you have like piercing pain in your back. And honestly, like literally... we're literally low-key dying. Like, we're literally bleeding out. So, like, what do you expect? You expect?
I think menstruation days every month would be quite appropriate. Should be a law. It should be a law, but it's not. You know?
Hi, my name is Stephanie from Parkville. Am I a bad mom if I get rid of my daughter's cat?
Why?
This is going to hit Jess right in the gut. This is Mix 106.5, by the way. It's Kramer and it's Jess. Let's explain what we're doing. It's a time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged. What is this, Jess?
Parents call into the show and share when they experience someone in their life calling them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just kind of take a look at the situation and really figure out what's going on.
Stephanie, why would you get rid of your daughter's cat?
So... we adopted a cat for my daughter because she was really struggling with her first year of public school. Mm-hmm. It was just a very difficult year for her.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I thought that before going into the next school year, it'd be really nice if maybe we got her a cat to sort of help her, you know, have something to bond with, right? A built-in new friend. And we went through with it. We got a cat. They bonded like crazy. They love each other. But here's the thing. The cat hates me.
What do you
mean? Like, has it out for me or something. She wants to kill me.
What is she doing? What is the cat doing to you?
No, did she tell you personally she hates you? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, she hisses at me. I mean, over the weekend, literally, I was dead asleep, and the cat ended up pouncing on me, scratching my face.
Oh my
God. Wait, does she do this to your daughter too?
No, not to my daughter, not to my husband.
Really?
She doesn't let me come near her. Like, she doesn't let me pet her. The other she does.
Are
you, like, being completely honest? Like, there's no judgment. I just feel like we need to have all the information. Like, was there an incident between you and the cat that we should know about?
Don't get into it.
No, not that I know of. I mean, I'm the one that feeds her.
Yeah.
I'm the one that takes her litter box and cleans it. And, like,
yeah.
I don't understand. She just does not like me, and I have had enough of it. I told my husband over the weekend that we need to get rid of the cat.
What?
That's it. It's clearly not a good fit.
Well, what's his reaction? Does he agree?
He, of course, is like, how could we do that? She's bonded with it so much. How could I take away her best friend? He tells me that she'll literally think that I'm the worst mom if I do this.
God.
How old is she?
She's 6.
Oh my God. That is literally devastating.
But she's getting attacked, bro. Like, what do you want her to do? Now, this is tough. Stephanie has a cat and has had a cat for a while. I mean, now it's been, how long? 6
months? A year.
It's been a year?
Yeah, just about.
Wow. And like, your daughter is like really bonded with this cat. And the cat likes everyone in the family except for Stephanie, like literally is attacking Stephanie. How often are you guys getting into like fights, you and the cat?
Oh, all the time.
So Stephanie said, I gotta get rid of this cat. Now your husband's thinking you'll be the worst mom ever if you do this.
Is this your daughter's first pet?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm curious where most parents would stand. 410-583-1065. Will Stephanie be the worst mom ever if she has to get rid of this cat? Let's discuss. Jess?
When we say get rid of cat, we mean like rehome, correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
You're not going to kill the cat. You're not going
to
fight the cat, right? Okay.
Okay, clearly you and this cat have known each other in a previous life. There is no way that you can get rid of this cat. Like, this is your daughter's first pet. Also, we got the cat because she's been experiencing trauma, and now we're just going to make her go through something even more traumatic at 6 years old. I don't know, but I feel bad for you. I don't think it's right that you're afraid to be in your own home right now because of the cat.
That's the problem.
But I just don't think, like, I just don't think it's worth breaking your daughter's heart over.
I don't even know if you can say that, because if it was just like one little tiff, okay, maybe Jess has an argument. I love animals, you know that, but like the cat's got to go, I think. I mean, there's got to be a lovely story about how the cat gets to move on to bigger and better things.
Oh,
and
the farm.
Yeah, go out to the farm. And like, honestly, I think most parents are going to agree that she's going to get over it. But is Stephanie going to be the worst mom ever if she has to get rid of this cat? Who's up?
This is Dave on one in Pikesville.
Dave, is it the wrong move for her to make to get rid of this cat?
I think at the end of the day, it's not.
Okay.
It's not the wrong move.
And why?
Well, because if the mom isn't comfortable in her own home because of an animal there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a problem. I obviously, like, she should talk to her daughter about it and go about it the right way. But at the end of the day, if this cat keeps on attacking her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's a pet. If a pet's not behaving, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I hate to say it's just a pet because I know we really see our pets as family. But like, what are you supposed to do if there's somebody attacking you in your home? If I said that was an adult attacking her,
but it's not,
swatting
it's a
cat. Her face, you
it's
know, like, y'all be like, guys got to go.
No, it's a cat. This is Julia on 6 in Hanover.
Julia, hi.
Hi.
Is it the wrong move for her to make, you think, to have to get rid of this cat?
You know, I think it's the wrong move. You know, when you're looking for a pet, a cat or a dog, you know that you're in it for the long term. I just think that as a kid, if you have that bond with the pet, that's something that, you know, that's something that is so,
yeah.
I think it's important. I just, you know, my feeling is that, you know, it can be so traumatizing.
Yes.
If you take that away, I mean, I do think that maybe find a solution, or the cat, like, don't allow the cat to
go into the bedroom at nighttime.
Yeah,
like put up a little fence.
Yes, a fence.
If it was just like this one incident, that's the thing. Yes, it's traumatizing. There's no doubt. For those
no,
people
but
calling
they
in,
also, but they also got the they got her their daughter the cat during a traumatic
no, I
time.
Got it. I'm not.
So
I'm
now
not
they're
going to
take her away.
I'm not arguing it's not traumatic, but it's like, well, then what else? What else can you do? I mean, if you're in fear walking around your own home, I think we can't also just negate that fact. You know, James in Catonsville, we'll give you the final vote. Do you feel like it's a bad move if she gets rid of this cat?
I feel so bad for that 6-year-old. If they take away the cat,
no,
she's going to be devastated.
Yes.
And what other issues is that going to cause for her? You know, I've seen shows on TV where they employ an animal psychologist.
Yeah.
Maybe they can work with someone like that to figure out
what's happening.
To smooth this relationship with the mom.
Exactly.
Maybe some therapy sessions.
Someone asked if she's wearing a fragrance that's offensive to the cat.
Wow. Wouldn't that be wild? It was literally like that, Stephanie. That'd be wild if it was just like your deodorant or something that like pisses the cat off. But I mean, it sounds like most people are saying that. I get it, but like, most people are saying you just can't get rid of the cat, you know? Like,
I hear them. I mean, that's fine. I, of course, put my daughter before me all the time.
What?
But the cat's going to be living in the laundry room then. I don't know what to say because I cannot risk my life to keep my daughter happy. She needs me as a mom, too. So.
You just need to lock, just shut the door at nighttime. The cat needs to be in the laundry room just to, you know, I feel like that's fair.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to be enough. That's wild.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.